Hey guys, welcome back to The Warp Drive. Today we're going to finish our series on Smash Up. I'm Zach.
I'm Teddy.
I'm John.
And I'm Owen.
Yeah, we got John here, special guest. We're happy he's here playing a game with us. Now, last time, if you remember correctly, we had a big battle at the Crypt. Basically, what ended up happening was John and I both got enough points that we both equal 15. Which, in a normal game, is the number you need to win. But since he and I tied at 15 on the same turn, we continue playing until either one of us gets higher than the other and win the game, or Owen and Teddy, who are both at 12, have an opportunity to now sneak ahead and steal it from us. So we still got plenty of game left. Now, with the Crypt gone, we have a new base, which is called the Trailer Park. Owen, why don't you talk about the Trailer Park?
So the Trailer Park has a breaking point of 20 with power or with points given to 4, 2, and 1 of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. After you move a minion to here, not place it. So if you move a minion from another base there, place a plus 1 counter on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
After you move? Yeah, so after you move a minion to
so
here.
So I believe John cracked the base, no?
I did.
So that yeah, makes that would make it my turn.
Right. Yep.
So we're just gonna jump right into it, eh?
Okay.
I'm gonna place Snow White on the Trailer Park, and her talent is move a minion from another base to here.
Oh wow, that works great for it, right?
Uh huh.
With the Trailer Parks.
And I'm gonna place an heirloom on her, protecting the her and the heirloom.
So she cannot be destroyed now, right?
No, I don't think so. So she's also power 6 now. So I'm gonna draw 2 cards and
shoot. That's a power move.
Throw it over to you, Zachary.
What are you at?
I'm at 12.
I'm going to put down, let's see, our lowest cracking point is 18 at the Volcano Headquarters and Temple of Goju.
It is.
I'll go, I'm going to put down a beta 6, power 2 at Temple of Goju. Let's see. I will stop there. I'll draw 2 cards. Teddy?
Alright, I think I will. I think I'll go over here to the School of Wizardry. I'll go ahead and I'll put down my power 4 Clyde.
Oh, Clyde's back.
Yep, if he has he's ongoing. If your action's played on minions here and go to the discard pile, you may place them in your hand instead. I'll go ahead and put action on this boy. I'll go ahead and I'll put. Wait, what does that say? Choose your minion and play.
Yeah, ton of cards.
He always does.
From your hand.
Yeah.
As an extra mini. Wait, what does this do?
So you have a card mitosis. Called Mitosis. Play copy that card from your hand. Oh, so if you had another Clyde, you could play it there for free. But do you have another Clyde?
No, not mine. Alright. Alright, so I'll just play an action and I'll just do the ongoing. He has a plus 3.
Cyber Evolution, so you're giving him plus 3?
Yeah.
Dope. So he is a 7 yeah. Going towards the school's breaking point of 20. Yeah. Dope. John, your turn?
My turn? Mild-mannered citizen minion here. Ongoing at the start of your turn, you may destroy this minion to search your deck for a minion of power 5 or more. Play it here as an extra minion and shuffle your deck.
Cool.
So
where's that going?
This gets destroyed.
Well, and that's sort of your next turn, but where are you putting him for now?
We'll go Trailer Park.
Okay, cool.
So now I get to... Yeah.
Well, that's sort of your next turn.
Ah, okay.
He has to survive a round.
And then for...
Yeah, he does.
We'll see.
Let's see. Action. We'll do the probe. Look at another player's hand and choose a minion in it. That player should discard the minion, and so on.
Could discard one of Owen's minions in his hand?
Just like...
Those are the
2
minions I have.
Just see other cards to clarify.
So,
you get rid of what's. Oh, let me read. Alright.
What do you. Which card
Whiskers
do you mean?
Whiskers is getting destroyed.
Oh, sure. Oh,
Whiskers the Kaz girl.
Yep.
Okay.
So, that's the end of my turn.
Yeah, dope. You can draw 2 cards.
If you want to play games, John, we can play games.
Go for it.
Alright, so I'm going to. I'm going to play Mr. Grumpers here.
At the Volcano Headquarters?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to move him over here with Snow White's talent.
Get oh, of
plus
course.
One power counter. So it brings Mr. Grumpers to a 3.
Nice.
And then I'm going to play my Skillet, destroy a minion with power 2 or less. Ooh. And draw cards. So, John, if you want to play games, we can play games. So say goodbye to your mild-mannered citizen once more.
Okay.
And I'm going to draw a card for my skillet and draw a couple more cards for... my end of my turn.
Owen's out here for blood. Shoot. So, wait, you're an 8?
I'm a 9.
I'm just going a 9. You're a 9 there now?
Yep.
A 9 at Trailer Park. Okay, cool.
Well, Trailer Park Boys.
I'm going to put down another beta 6 at the Temple of Goju, so I have a total of 4 there. And 4, let's see. Oh, shoot, I don't have that card anymore. Let me see. Yeah. That's it. I can't play an action this turn. So, Teddy, your turn.
All right, I think I'll go ahead and I'll lay my big man Cyber back over here, making his first appearance from my pile over there. And then I'll go ahead and I will, for my action... I'll give this man a shell game, meaning he cannot be destroyed.
Your cyber back?
Yeah.
So that's your giant, that's your big guy?
Yeah.
You may play actions on this. Okay, so he is
a
5 that can't be destroyed at the School of Wizardry, and you have Clyde there too. So you're a, you're a 12 total?
Yeah. I'm gonna pick up
two more. So Teddy needs 8 more to break the school, and he would, you would tie, oh wow, so, okay, dope. Got a good plan going on. John, your turn?
Yep. Go ahead and put a scout on the trailer park over here. And then, yeah, that'll be all. Hold on. Loading actions like I'm gonna use. No, I'm up.
Never mind, I'll wait till my turn. Sorry about
that. The Golden Age action, place up to 3 minions from your discard pile at the bottom of your deck. So, that's that.
Are you gonna do that or no?
Yeah. And then.
Why do you get to put a power counter on it?
Do you not? If you move a minion. Oh, if you move a minion.
If you move that place, I'm gonna. That was good.
Alright.
Trying to be sneaky, huh, John?
It's okay.
Alright, so am I allowed to just discard any amount of cards?
No, you have to play it. You have to play it, yeah. Or play a card to get rid of your cards.
I'm going to play direct to DVD sequel.
Okay.
Shuffle minion from your discard pile into your deck and draw a card.
So you can choose one and then shuffle it into your deck. Which one are you putting back into your deck?
Griselda.
Good choice.
And then that's my turn. So I'm going to draw 2 cards.
Okay, dope. Let's see. I am going to play Scry. It's an action. I search my deck for an action and reveal it to all the players. Place it into my hand and shuffle my deck. So I get to look... my deck for an action. Let's do.
No way.
What's going on over there?
I'm getting an action for my deck. The action I chose to put in my hand is Time Loop. I can play 2 extra actions when I play it, and then I shuffle my deck. So I've played my action, and now I get a chance to play a minion.
Alright.
Let's see. Teddy, I think I'm going to send over to the School of Wizardry, I'm going to send over my Yellow Trooper. Okay. She is power 4. So your 12 and my 4 gets us to a 16 out of 20 for breaking.
You can't crack that, because then Zach's going to win, dude.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's your turn, Teddy.
Give me a quick second. That was kind of a... that was kind of a big one, eh? No, not that one. Not that.
What'd you play, Zach?
My this Yellow Trooper. Yeah, Yellow Trooper.
Yeah.
My plan's not working one bit.
I don't have.
I had a plan to get me back in the game, and now it's.
Well, you just gotta get a.
Got a plan.
You gotta get minions over here to move them back to Trailer Park, right? So you can get those power counters out of.
Well, I don't know, dude.
I guess I'll just. Wait, so if I crack it, you do win.
Yeah, because I would get second place.
You would get 15. Zach would have 16.
Yeah, all I need points-wise is more than John in a single turn.
What does this one mean when it says play on a minion and I can choose an action?
So you have a card called Cellular Bonding. If you play it on a minion, choose an action card. Already on that minion, that card, this. Okay, so basically...
Wait, no, Teddy, crack it.
So, Teddy, you would play Cellular Bonding on one of your own minions, and then you choose an action that's on another minion, and Cellular Bonding mimics that action. Wait, so, like, this could be another, like, cyber evolution card. Like, it could be another plus three on one of your apes or anything.
Don't do that. Don't crack it yet. We can't.
No crack kid.
We can't risk it.
No
quite
crack
yet.
Kid. Can you hear me?
What do you mean risk it, dude?
He's gonna win.
If you crack it, he wins.
Hold up, I might play one of my actions.
I hate Zach.
Zach's just way too sneaky.
Well,
I'm just playing the game.
This guy's ability is this guy's ongoing ability is I can play actions on a minion from a discard pile instead of my hand. So I think I'll grab this from the discard pile, Back into the Future.
Yep.
And I'll play it on your little yellow trooper over there.
Destroy minion that minion's owner.
Power move.
Oh, yep. So my yellow trooper is discarded.
We like that.
And I can play an extra minion.
Oh.
I'll bring in a beta 6. I'll put it over here. So right. I have now three beta 6s at the Temple of Goju.
And now can I use this? Wait, is that? Oh, because that's gone?
That's gone now. So you have a mimic. If you put the mimic on School of Wizardry, it's worth...
Five, right?
Or no, it's actually worth 7, because that's your highest minion. Yeah.
So, 14.
What do you have? Actually, you're at 12.
The highest number. Oh, printed. So, this would be a 5, because the highest number printed on the card is the Cyberback's 5. Okay. So, do you want to play it there?
You don't have enough.
Yeah.
So, you play your mimic at the School of Wizardry. It's worth 5, which is the same as your Cyberback. So, Teddy, you have 17.
No, that's why
17 at School of Wizardry out of 20.
Me too.
I need to crack 2 bases if I want a chance to win. I need to be a part of it. So, dope. What are you at, Teddy?
17 out of 20.
You should crack this one on.
I can't.
Why?
We'll see.
My
turn? It's just the way life goes.
Yeah, John's turn.
That's why I was thinking I was going to tell you to crack this
wizard.
That mean only be caught up.
Give me a second here.
If we can crack it out, that's ideal.
Well, that would if Teddy wins School Wizardry, he's up to 15. He'd be the same as John and I.
And then Owen's just one behind the rest of us.
Yeah, he could easily.
That's anyone's game, really.
Yeah.
Killing my yellow trooper was a bit of a blow. Gotta admit.
We'll go. I have literally nothing. Collector may return a minion power 3 or less.
Where are you playing the collector?
Base to its owner's hand.
It's a trailer park? Okay.
Yeah, on trailer park.
So you said 3 or less?
Yeah.
So Grumpers. Mr. Grumpers is 3.
I don't know.
Mr. Grumper.
Okay. I'm going to move my hand then.
Yep.
Just help me out more than you ever know.
Let me put that over here. So John, you have 5 at the trailer park, and Owen also has 5.
I have 6.
Oh, sorry, 6 with your air limit. So
and then
11 out of 20 total.
Planet base. I'm going. All players ignore this base's ability.
Oh shoot! So here, I'll take that card.
What's the base's ability?
If I move a base there, I can put power counters on it.
Yeah. So. Okay.
I'm done.
Let's go.
Okay, so it's my turn now.
Yep.
So yeah, you just need 3 to crack this, John.
You need 3?
Yeah.
At the school, yeah.
This John.
Play Griselda.
That's worth... Oh, okay.
I'm gonna take it.
Release the Kraken?
Yeah. She's cracking.
Hold on.
But I'm using her talent, so I'm going to take an heirloom and put it in my hand.
Okay, from your discard pile. Dope.
Help us, heirloom. I'm gonna play the heirloom on Griselda just to confirm that she doesn't get destroyed.
Okay.
By what?
Yeah.
I
need these.
Oh, cause they
really.
Wait, can they swoop in right now or no?
Yeah, so is that the end of your turn? So starting with Owen, the base is the school wizardry is going to crack. Owen, you're allowed to play any specials. Right now, you are a 6, and Teddy is a 17. So you guys are very high right now, over the 20.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm passing too. Teddy, you want to play anything?
No.
John?
Nope.
All right, so Teddy gets 3
I'll
points.
Just take a game.
Yeah, so Teddy's at 15.
I'm at 14. So we're at 3 people at 15, 1 person at 14.
There you go. So these all discarded?
Yeah, all your cards on that base go away.
Dang.
Tough. So I need to draw 2 cards now.
Wow.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's the end of your turns. Yeah. So let's see. I'm 15.
15.
15.
Onsen 14 over there.
Yep.
Discards.
All right.
What's that one say, Zach?
So going into my turn, we have a new base. It's called the Dread Gazebo. It's a breaking point of 20, 4, 2, 1. Players cannot play actions on this base.
Bruh.
It's only minions. All right. Temple of Goju. I'm going to bring in my Megabot. Instead of your regular minion play, you may play the Megabot on a base where you have at least 3 minions. So at the Temple of Goju, I have 6 with my beta 6s, plus 3 with my Metabot, so I'm a 9 out of 18.
Whoever comes in second there gets more.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little different. So I'm a 9 out of 18. I'm going to... let's see. I only have an action left to play, but I really don't have anything good to play. So I think I'll just pass and draw 2 cards.
Okay. Teddy, you're up.
All right.
2, 3.
I think I'll go...
I'm going to lose. Ahead.
It's close. I don't think... Is that your discard power right there? The big deck? All right.
Yeah.
Saw that giant pile of cards. I was like, oh, it's a little more than 10.
I haven't had 10 in my hand the whole entire game.
Go ahead and put
Teddy's
down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and put down. Cyberback.
Oh, shoot. Cyberback's at the Temple of Goju.
With a shield. That's about it.
So that's a 5, and he can't be destroyed. Or, no, sorry, he can't be affected by other players' actions. So I'm a 9 plus this 5, the Cybermax 5, 14 out of 18 there. And Teddy would win if this base cracked right now.
So he's a power 5, no?
He's a 5, yeah. But he cannot be affected by other players' actions. And if this base cracks, I would only get 2, but Teddy would get 3, and he would win the game. And this would be his second warp drive victory. So we can't let that happen.
We won't.
That might happen, to be honest.
John, your
unless,
turn.
They don't want us
unless win. John can crack it with more power than Teddy, but less than Zach. It's over.
This is 3 bears.
Is there a way I can get rid of all my cards? Pull back all my beta 6s?
I mean, I could. I could help you out if you want to slide me a few dollars.
This might be game time, actually.
Oh, yeah, big move?
No, for Teddy.
Then don't crack it.
No, I'm not cracking it.
No, I was going to say, because,
Teddy... You better not destroy.
Teddy,
destroy, build, destroy.
We can't. You have a shield. There's nothing we can do, dude.
Just from actions, I don't know what else you can do, but...
Things are invincible at the moment.
The one shield has, nothing.
Ah, oh, jeez.
This cannot be destroyed.
Okay, I guess... Ongoing, at the start of your turn, you may destroy this minion to search your deck to find... Or for a minion of power 5 or more, play it here as an extra minion and shuffle your deck. So...
That brings that one to 13 out of 20.
You crazy.
So wait.
Well, if you buy start my next turn. One, then Zach's going
to... I know, that's why I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to...
Wait.
You guys keep buying... Yeah.
What did you play?
He's playing as mild-mannered citizen on Trailer Park.
On Trailer Park? So at the start of your next turn, he'll turn
into...
It
at the start of your next turn, though.
That's how it works.
Let me see. Ongoing. So his ongoing ability is at the start of your turn, but it's not the start of your turn anymore. So basically, he's there until you choose to destroy him at the start of your turn and replace him.
Wait, is that the first thing he played, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's at the Trailer Park. So then, John's got 7 there, and then Owen has 6. So... 13 out of 20 at the Trailer Park.
And that's what, 14 out of 18?
This is not
good. Yeah, 14 out of 18.
9 plus... Yeah, 14 out of 18.
I don't know what to do.
Just start playing these ones.
Well, what's your card, Jeff?
Not really dead, action. Place of the 2 minions of power 2 or less from your discard pile in your hand.
So who are you bringing back from your discard pile?
Let's see.
That's two or less.
If only he could bring back the Invader, gain one VP
and win it all. Oh, yeah, that'd be crazy.
He's worth three. I don't think he
can.
Yeah,
he is. I thought about that.
Who do you have that's worth two? You have a couple mild-mannered citizens,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, but he sucks. Mild-mannered citizens.
Well, it just sucks because every time you put him down, I had a skill.
Yeah, yeah, we've been able to destroy every single one, so it's a little tough.
Wait, how two, much right? Do you have?
I'm a 9 total with my Megabot.
That's up to 2. So we'll go...
Oh, shoot.
Another is a 9. Let me see.
Dang, I might have a money move for us. I might be able to help us out.
A money move?
I just gotta say, if anyone cracks Temple of Goju, I got a strict defensive maneuver that'll make me win the game. Don't mean the flex, but...
Nice. That's just dope. With that, my turn's over.
I mean, I do too, so if you want to play games, we can play games.
Go, I can guarantee
don't,
my cards
please
are
don't play games with Zach. Doesn't usually go
good. Go for it, Owen. I want to see it. Put it down.
Oh, another mild-mannered citizen. Dope. Yeah,
so it's my turn?
Eight, dude.
Yeah. Oh my.
I literally have 8 cards.
This action clean with it. Oh my.
Okay. I'm gonna...
Woo! Let's go. Let's go.
So quick reminder, when it's special action time, so like before base scores, after base scores, you can play as many specials as you want. As long as the context is like before base, you know?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do because Zach just said that I shouldn't try to crack it because I don't know if he's trying to...
We need these.
John, I have cards
to
play.
You understand?
I have cards to play. I'm playing Sleeping Beauty and the base is cracking.
Why?
And I have an action.
Go ahead, Owen. We're in the game. Go ahead.
Temple of Goju's cracking.
You know,
I didn't have a good card or anything like that.
Dude, this special is garbage, dude. If you win the...
This card's dope. And I can't use it now. Someone's weird. And crack the base. Why?
So, Zach, you're at what?
Garbage, you would save the minion, but, like...
The game's already
over. It's not going to matter right now, yeah.
So I'm trying to think of an action to play.
No money. It's still your turn, so if you have an action to help you... In
I had
way.
A money move.
Right
I
now,
had a very good money move.
So right now, you and Teddy would both get 3. So you got it.
Wait, how do you get 3?
Because you guys are both tied for second.
We're tied for second.
If you can get higher than Teddy, then you would win. Right?
No, he would tie us.
No.
He would get, we'd all have 17.
If I can get higher than Teddy but lower than you, I would win.
No.
Not the game.
You'd tie me, dude. I mean, all three of us would have 17.
If yeah,
we have 18.
You only
have
one less than us, buddy.
Yeah.
Try math.
Yikes.
Now I need to get rid of Teddy. Okay.
Just get second place, and then we'll all be at 17.
I can't. Okay, base is cracking. Does anybody have specials? Oh wait.
We're starting with you.
Yeah, I do.
Then play it.
Move a minion from there to another base.
Who are you gonna move?
Wait, what was that? Was that an action?
Yeah, it's a special.
You can't be affected by other players' actions with the cyberback. It's still, even though it's
dang.
A special, it's still an action.
That's
so cyberback cannot be affected during the special time.
So my play with
most rollerblades.
Any other specials?
Can you read your description for whatever those?
The beta sixes. Before the base scores, each of them are +1.
That's all that's on
so,
that.
Yeah. So 2, 4, 6.
We need these.
7, 8, 9. Right now,
we have 12.
I'm a 12. So
it doesn't matter
because he's securing first place. That's good. That's what
that's,
I want.
That's,
you need to crack this. It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. Owen,
not for
do
me.
You have any specials?
This card's clean.
Okay, I have cards. I don't know if it's going to work out, but I want to try it. Okay.
Wow, I really just lost that for myself.
Now,
dude, we couldn't have gotten rid of Teddy anyway. So.
Light,
we would have got rid of at least all of Zach.
I'm playing Lightning
all
Rescue. Lightning Rescue. Before a base scores, play an action.
Then you would have been in first.
Play an action. Sorry, no, it's okay. Lightning Rescue. Before a base scores, play an action as a special action.
I messed up.
So I'm playing that. That's my special. Now, my normal action that is now special is Mega Attack. Destroy a minion with power less than the total power of your minions at this base.
Wow.
My total power is 12. I'm going to destroy one of my beta 6s, which is a 3. So, with my Mega Attack destroying my Beta 6, I'm now a...
3, 6, 8.
Now, you can play as many specials as you want.
Oh, you can?
You can, yes.
Wow, that would have been nice to know.
Well, I said that. I said it before.
Did you, though?
I said... I was sitting back
here. I didn't hear it.
I was sitting back
here. I didn't hear you say that. You said...
I was sitting back here, and I was like, hey, you can play as many specials as you want. You just whispered it, though.
I did not whisper it.
No,
we
have...
Did you hear that?
Fine. Owen?
No,
it's all good. It's all good. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Owen, do you want to play a special?
I wouldn't have been able to do anything anyway, because I could have taken control of them.
So, 3, 6, 8. I'm an 8. Okay, got it. So, Blitzing Sword Attack. Before a base scores, where you have a Titan, my Titan is my Megabot. It's at the temple. If you are not... Oh, shoot. I can't play this.
Let's go.
If you are not... Oh, shoot. Freaking A. Okay, that's it. I can't play anything. Teddy, are you done?
No, how much is over there?
We're not even talking about the trailer park right now.
Oh, am I done with what?
We're at the temple.
You're about to win, dude.
Do you have any special cards to play for the Temple Goju?
Yeah, it is.
Right now, you are about to get 3 points with Owen.
You are
about to win the game.
I think I'll pass, yeah.
John? Do you have any specials?
Let's go good, John. I wanted to crack the base when he wasn't tied with Teddy. Just really wondering why you wanted to do that. Do you have an answer for that, Owen?
I thought I would be able to play it on Teddy's and secure.
Oh, you thought you were going to get
it. I didn't realize that.
You thought wrong.
Specials didn't affect it, so.
I'm sorry.
You know, it is what it is, John.
I told you not to.
It's okay.
Do you have any specials, John?
This is a sad day.
It really is. Especially because I had a really good action, too.
All right. In that case, the Temple of Goju is cracked. I'm first place. I get 2. Teddy, you get 3.
Hey, I tied for second.
And now, final scores. Teddy, first place, what do you have?
18.
I have 17.
I also have 17.
Sitting 15.
All right. The winner is Teddy.
Good game.
Wow.
It's the way life goes, eh?
Any words. No words.
You love to see it.
Talk about a waste of time.
For real.
John and I
honestly.
Battle it out first hour, and then Teddy freaking
all of that,
it.
So Teddy could win in 5 minutes of the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Teddy, stop dancing.
I'm pissed. Actually upset.
Oh, and didn't crack it. Maybe it would have been a different
if
game.
If I wouldn't have cracked it, Teddy would have cracked it.
I'm going to move the cyber back.
I'm going to move the cyber back right over here.
It's okay. Oh, and you did great. Owen and I tied for second. It was going to happen sooner or later.
You know what? Second place, both episodes, I think.
Yes.
We'll
take it. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah,
you know?
I straight out died the first game, so I feel like we all did much better. Nice. In that case, we're all done. So thank you for listening to the Warp Drive covering Smash Up. Is there anything we want to say to our audience? Any last minute? John, anything you want to say?
Thank you for letting me sit in and join you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for being here.
It's always a pleasure being in your presence, John, today.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Firefighter, and we out.
Yep. See ya.